Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
I'm so humbled and honored to have a very special guest. Her name is Lakeisha Cotton, and right after her song, Praise Him Now, we're going to hear from her in a live interview. This is Real Gospel. gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this talented, gifted, anointed woman of God in the studios with me right now. Your music is outstanding. You wear many hats. We had an excellent conversation in the green room. Don't turn that way. Yes, I'm talking about you. Don't cough. I'm talking about you, the one and only Lakeisha Cotton. Welcome to Real Gospel. Yeah, take your time. Take your time. She's blushing, everybody. Yes, she's coughing in the studio. Yes, yes.
Woo,
yes.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's an honor to have you
Amen.
With us.
Amen. Yes, it yes. is. I got a little choked up right there.
Yeah, see.
Thank you.
Yeah, see.
Thanks for having me.
I don't want to have to pause it to go grab you some water or something. I mean, are you good? Are you okay?
Yeah, have some water, please.
You have some water. We'll get you some water, okay? We'll get you some water,
okay,
shortly.
Good.
I promise. But it's a pleasure to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. I am so grateful for this opportunity to be with you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So,
thank you.
To the listeners who may not know anything about you, just tell them a little bit about who you are. Just take your time and talk to them. Go ahead.
Got a little frog in my throat there. Don't know what happened, but the devil is a liar. In Jesus' name. For those of you that are listening, my name is Lakeisha Cotton. I am a recording artist. I am radio personality. I am TV host to my own radio broadcast called Lakeisha Cotton in the Morning. I am also the founder of the Gulf Coast Gospel Music Awards on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we're here in Nashville with Mr. Lawson. We are so glad to be here on your show. I am originally from the Mississippi Delta,
okay.
Indianola, that is.
What is that? I mean, because I'm not familiar with. Remember, there are people listening to you all over the world.
That's
so
right.
We're not familiar with the Mississippi Delta.
The Mississippi Delta is right in the heart of. It's the richness of the land. It's considered flatlands.
Okay.
In Mississippi, actually. So a lot of people are familiar with the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Okay.
Where the beaches are. Most people may be familiar with the central part of the state, where Jackson, Mississippi, where the capital is. But I am from where you hear about the Emmett Tills and Money, Mississippi, and Mississippi Burning, and where all the cotton fields, they still are there.
Yeah,
they still there.
Yeah.
I'm from the Mississippi Delta and born and raised there.
Wow.
Met my husband in college at Mississippi Valley State University.
Right.
In a little small town called Itabena, Mississippi.
Itabena. Okay.
We jokingly call it Itty Bitty.
Itty Bitty.
Yeah.
Itabena. All right. So that's where she's from, y'all. Yeah, if you're ever in that area.
if you're ever in that area, you can mention my name, but I'm no longer in the Mississippi Delta. We're on the Mississippi Gulf Coast now. And I'm also the founder of the Gulf Coast Gospel Music Awards that we just completed our third year.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah. God is good. I give God the glory for that.
Yeah.
It was birthed out of my own experience as an artist, traveling and meeting new people, being nominated for awards. Some I've won, some I've not won, but the experience was amazing. And the Lord just birthed it in me to start doing that after being rejected by another pretty reputable award show in the state.
Wow.
Birthed it out. Our very first year was 2017. We were in a very small facility that could only hold 383 people. We had 450 people show up. The next year, which was last year, we had 650 people show up. And it was growing so fast, it was scary.
Wow.
And so this year we moved into a 1,000-seater facility.
Wow.
Only in the third year, where we honored Dr. Walt Whitman.
Wow.
You know Dr. Walt
Whitman. From what's his name is he had a song back in the day. And the Soul City, Chicago.
Soul Children of Chicago.
That's it.
Yes.
I hadn't heard his name.
Of his more famous songs is Oh Lord.
Excellent.
Everybody knows that. Everybody sings that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord, how excellent. Yeah. And we also honored a Mississippi great, Lanny Spann McBride.
Yes.
You're familiar with her.
I am.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just hadn't heard that name in so long.
I know.
That's such a
I got a telephone back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And Inside Out, the Mississippi Children's Choir did that. So we honored them. We had Paul Porter, who is a wonderful, phenomenal gospel artist, as our artist, as our guest. We've honored so many people. And this year, God allowed us, to come to Nashville. And to be a part of the Dove celebrations, getting ready for the Doves with Dr. Leonard Scott, or Bishop Leonard Scott, shadowing him around and getting that experience. And we are so pleased to say that we will be having him at GCGMA 2020. That's Gulf Coast Gospel Music Awards 2020.
Amen, amen, amen. So for those of you joining us, you've just tuned in. I'm speaking with the incredible LaKeisha Cotton, and you're welcome. And she is just a trailblazer, a pioneer, an entrepreneur, a radio person. You're just doing tremendous things, So what's the inspiration behind your song, Praise Him Now?
The inspiration behind that song, I wrote it. But I was given that track by a label that I was signed to a few years ago, which has since dissolved, called Now Entertainment in Jackson, Mississippi, with Terminal Records. Terminal Records has pushed out many greats. The Williams Brothers, Canton Spirituals, along, you know, I know they're with Malico, but Terminal Records is an entity of that. And so they did a project called Search for a Superstar. And I went, it was so long ago. I went, stood in the line. I was out there actually to hand out water to the, the artist that was standing. It was a long line, and someone recognized me and said, "You should try out." Well, I've done The Voice, I've done Sunday Best, I've done America's Got Talent. You know, you can go as far as God will allow you to go. And I just felt, you know, I'm kind of over. That's not my, you know, the season has passed. And so, long story short, I was handing out bottled water to the people standing in the heat. And someone recognized me for, you know, what I do back home, and me being a singing, singing artist, a recording artist. And the guy said, "Come on in here and do this." And so I auditioned, and I made it out of about 968. They only picked eight. And I was one of the eight. And they gave me worship songs to sing. They gave me rap songs to try out. Working with Stan Jones. Are you familiar with Stan Jones? We actually honored Stan Jones our first year as a musical trailblazer. Working with Stan Jones and D. Scott and so many others. They gave me every track they gave me that I wrote to. They said, "Well, we, you know, we know you can do worship. We know you can do ballads. We know you're good with that. But we don't want you to kind of upstage the other people." Sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes that's not so good, you know. So I wrote it. It was not one of my favorite songs, actually, at first. And but God had a bigger plan for that song. And so that song is about almost five years old. And now God is pushing it to the forefront. I'm a worshiper at heart, worship leader at my church. And it's a more up-tempo song. So that I use that song now as a theme song for my radio show, my television show. And I figured, well, Nashville, let's just introduce it to Nashville.
Amen. You know, God, you know, when you were speaking, I was thinking of the term, your gifts will make room for you.
Amen.
And they have definitely made room for you, and brought you before prominent people and prominent situations, and allowed you to just be a blessing to so many people. So talk to us about your radio show and your television show.
Absolutely. So my television show actually was birthed last year.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And we started the television show called The Platform. And it was birthed out of the Gulf Coast Gospel Music Awards. And my angle, or the vision that God has given me, is always to share my platform. Because I've, you know, growing up in the Mississippi Delta, being an aspiring artist and still aspiring, it's so hard to what they call break into the industry. So I vow that if I ever got an opportunity to make it anywhere, that I would swing that door open for, you know, other those people that can come through, run in, rush in. And so I was given the opportunity with a local TV station called Ocean 7 on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And the show aired, we're now in a rest season, but the show aired twice on Sunday at 5 and 10. And I just brought local artists in to sing. Didn't charge them a dime. Had opportunity to do that at no charge. God gave me a TV station to use at my disposal, and had so many locals. And then we did what we called honoring the legends or those, the national artists that went before us to bring more awareness and educating the people. And then from that, the radio show was born. It's called Lakeisha Cotton in the Morning.
Okay.
Monday through Friday from 7 to 11.
Okay.
On WQFX Power Gospel Radio.
Okay.
And you can listen locally in Mississippi, Nashville, 1130 AM and 98.7 FM. But we've got six countries, which is a big thing because I've only been in radio for since March.
Okay.
So we've got six countries. Well, thank you. I know I'm just a little baby compared to what you've been doing.
That's okay.
We've got six countries listening.
Wow.
And we've got about 30 states that listen, which is awesome. Yeah. We have a free app that's 24/7.
See. There it is. What's the app?
It's WQFX. You can go online. You can listen anytime, anywhere, on any device, in any part of the country.
Good.
Go to your app store, type in WQFX, swipe it, mash it, hit it, get it, whatever, download it. And within a matter of moments, you can have the power of your Power Gospel Radio in the palm of your hand.
See, only in real gospel do I let the artist go ahead and plug.
Plug.
I don't mind. I don't mind. You know, I don't mind showing
love.
Well,
I thank you.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, to help show
love.
Thank you. Appreciation for all that you do. There are enough souls out here for everybody.
There is
as
room.
I always say. So I appreciate that. So what is forthcoming for you? What's in the hopper? What are the things that you would like to share that you can't share anywhere else?
Oh.
Just to these folks. Just you and
hear
I.
It
no
here
one
first.
Else. Yeah, well, yeah, that's right.
Actually, this is the first official
Ooh.
Announcement.
Oh.
We mentioned it before that Bishop
breaking
Leonard
news.
Scott. Breaking news.
Yes.
Bishop Leonard Scott of Ty Scott Records, president of Ty Scott Records, will be at the Gulf Coast Gospel Music Awards next year, September the 26th, 2020.
It's
going to be in Biloxi, Mississippi. We are just can't believe how quickly God did that. That's what we are in the plans. We're getting things. The ball is rolling.
Yes.
The wheels are turning. My business partner who's here with me. The wheels are turning and we're planning.
Mm-hmm.
We're in God's face about how to do this so that kingdom is glorified more than anything.
Yes.
And for Lakeisha Cotton, as the founder and the artist, a dream of mine has always been to do a hymns album.
Yes. Oh,
Bishop
wow.
Scott mentioned that the other day. And so that's something that I think we need to get the ball rolling on. But anyone that would like to follow me, find me, if you've got prayer requests, you can reach out. The website is LakeishaCotton.com. That's LakeishaCotten.
Mm-hmm.
LakeishaCotton.com. You can call 662-228-6511. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Periscope, everywhere. I'm Googleable.
Googleable. All right. I've never heard that phrase before.
I'm gonna
use that. Googleable.
You're Googleable.
Yeah, I am. Oh, well, see, that's
You're
good.
Googleable.
Everybody is, aren't they? That's excellent. So in the closing moments, I just want to say that I really appreciate you taking the time to come by and talk to the listeners and tell them a little bit about yourself and the tremendous things that you're doing for gospel music, for Jesus, for your personal business, because you are an entrepreneur. And so much continued success
to
you and everything that you do and everything that you touch.
You've
got that Midas touch.
It Praise the Lord.
Like, it seems like everything that you touch seems to just flourish.
Praise the Lord. I receive
and
that in Jesus'
everywhere
name.
You go, you seem to get favor.
Praise God. I feel,
yeah.
you know what? I feel so much favor today because we were going to hit the road.
Yes.
We got another appointment tonight, but we were going to hit the road after the doves and everything. But the fact that you made room for us.
Yes.
I thank God for the opportunity and all the nuggets that you've dropped earlier today.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
As a baby in radio, as a new artist, just, you know, getting my feet wet, learning the industry, it pays to you know, meet people along the way like you who are anointed, who are perfected in what you do. To be here with you is an honor and a privilege.
Well, and I'm going to stop blessing now. Let me...
Lord, I really did get choked.
I need some water.
I don't know what happened. A little frog jumped in my throat.
Wow.
And then I had a tear trickle down my face.
See,
he thought I was crying.
I'm watering up right now. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yes.
Thank you for having me. It's
You're
a blessing.
Welcome.
Thank
I am
you.
So honored. The one, the only. Make sure you all support her, everybody. The one and only Lakeisha Cotton. Her latest song is called Praise. What's the name of the song?
Praise Him Now.
Praise Him Now. You also have another. What's it called?
Yes, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Okay. I also have another single, You Are Calling Me Now. If you ever want some deliverance, really getting in God's face, it's called You Are Calling Me. And you can find it all iTunes, YouTube, Amazon, everywhere.
Right, there it is. Lakeisha Cotton, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.